Surrounded by grieving relatives, Felipe Velasco talked about his father-in-law, 60-year-old Nicasio Carrillo, one of the three workers.
The grandkids are still expecting him to be with them. They don't have the capacity to reason that he's not coming back. And my wife is in pieces. She's suffering a lot, like my mother-in-law, and everybody is in a lot of pain.
He says his family wants to know why firefighters couldn't get to the workers faster, why the workers couldn't be rescued from inside the 35-feet-deep tank they were working in.
We learned that the only way out was through the lift. And on the first flames, when the explosion occurred, that controlled the lift up and down burned right away, so no one, they were trapped down there.
What happened? What caused it?
That's Efren Villarreal, the son of another worker, 36-year-old Oscar Esparza.
That's all we want. I mean, nothing's going to bring my dad back. You know, it doesn't matter about the money. It's about what happened. And, you know, we don't want other families to go through the same situation that we went through and we're going through.
He says Best Mechanical, the company that hired his father and the other two subcontractors, has yet to offer even a condolence message. KERA has made repeated requests for company comment, but Best Mechanical has not responded. The three men, Nicasio Carrillo, his nephew, Luis Carrillo, and Oscar Esparza, officially died from smoke inhalation when a fire engulfed them in the basement of the Dallas skyscraper, which is undergoing a renovation.
No amount of money can bring back a father. The husband, all we can try to do is what the law allows is to allow some type of justice for these families.
Dallas attorney Domingo Garcia represents two of the three workers. This Christmas, he says, the four children of Mr. Esparza won't be opening presents with their daddy.
That's going to be very tough for them. Mrs. Esparza was telling me that the oldest, who's a 14-year-old boy, was taking it very hard, you know, when he loses his father, his idol, his hero. You can imagine anybody losing their dad at that age.
According to new data released by the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics, fatal work injuries among Hispanic or Latino workers were higher than all other racial or ethnic groups, and Texas leads the nation in the number of work fatalities. OSHA, the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration, is investigating this incident, but it's not clear when the agency will release its findings. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.